Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Health Talk. I am your host, Dr. Neeru Prasad. With my background in pediatrics and emergency medicine, affiliated with Henry Ford Health System, St. Joe, Oakland, and Beaumont, the theme of our Health Talk today is role of meditation in daily life. Joining us today as our guest speakers are Brother Girish. He is a co-member of Brahma Kumari, and Brother Yogesh. He is also a co-member of Brahma Kumari, and they are going to share with us some information about the Brahma Kumari, what are the role of meditations in our daily life. So, good morning, Brother Girish. Can you give your introduction to our viewers?
Sure. First of all, thank you for inviting us. We are very happy to be here. And my name is Girish Kharani, and I'm a part of Brahma Kumari's core member group. And I am also from the profession IT manager.
I'm working as an IT manager
in a multinational company. And I'm practicing meditation from almost close to 10 years. I have a beautiful family, my wife and daughter. She's a teenager daughter, and she's also practicing meditation. And this meditation is helping us to become a better person every day. So that's about
that. So that is great. That's very good. Now, good morning, Brother Yogesh. Can you give your introduction?
Good morning. My name is Yogesh Kule. I'm an automotive engineering expert in a global company. I do have a very beautiful family, my wife, my young daughter, my teenage son. All we four go to the center, Brahma Kumari Center, every week and take the benefits of the Raja Yoga meditation.
Yeah, I have a lot of faith with the center, you know. I have been going there on and off, and I have a lot of confidence and faith. And every time I go there, I always come back with a good knowledge about the whole situation. So could you tell about the meditation, the 2 minutes meditation?
Sure. So let's have a 2 minutes meditation. Sit back straight, relax, sit comfortably. Let's detach ourselves, visualize ourselves as a soul, a tiny star shining on our forehead. Visualize God's love radiating all over us. I am the soul absorbing God's love, God's powers. I am filled with God's love. I am radiating rays of peace all around me. Everyone who is in contact, they are feeling content, peaceful, joyful. I am divine.
So that is great. I have learned, I practice this on and off, and I've learned this too, so that's great. Now, question two, what is a Raj Yoga meditation? Would you highlight our viewers about this?
Sure. Before that, I just want to introduce about the Brahma Kumaris. Brahma Kumaris formed in 1936 back in India.
Okay.
And they are spread all over the world. There are at least 110 countries they are spread over.
Great.
And then almost 8,000 plus centers are there all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And just in US, we have almost 50 plus centers. And also, this spiritual organization is directly affiliated with the United Nations. United Nations is a unique platform which gives a lot of tools so we can spread the knowledge across the world. So, and also in the Brahma Kumaris, we focus on the thoughts, mainly the soul and the thoughts. So what we learn here is all about the thoughts. And in actually, the thoughts will create the vibrations and the feelings. And then feelings will finally create the actions. And the actions create your personality. And finally, that personality will define you, who you are. So this is about the Brahma Kumaris, what we do. And then the second question, what you asked about the meditation, what is Raja Yoga meditation? So Raja Yoga meditation, as the name says, it's Raja in Hindi, and it's nothing but the king. So you are having a control over your body and the mind. And you take a charge of your senses. So that's what we call as a Raja Yoga meditation. And in this meditation, as I mentioned earlier, we focus on the thoughts. So you focus on the inner words rather than the outside word. And when we focus inner word, we control or we take a charge of our mind and, you know, the body. Because in the Raja Yoga meditation, we again have a concept of soul, as brother mentioned. And soul is the highest faculty in the whole body. And the soul takes the charge of your mind and the body. And also in the Raja Yoga meditation, we focus more on the as a thoughts, and that's what we do in Raja Yoga meditation.
So that's very great. It's good to know. Question for Mr. Yogesh Bhai. How can we introduce to Brahma Kumari to our mediation, to our children?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Many parents would like to introduce, and they also have the same questions. So in our centers, the parents also come, and also children also follow with them. And we do have like separate sessions for the children.
Okay.
And they are taught in a very easy way, very simple way, the way like the children can learn. Mm-hmm. For example, how is the relation of soul with the body? Mm-hmm. So we give them example, imagine yourself like a driver and like a driver running the car.
Running.
So driver is not the car. So similarly, we are a soul, we are not a body. So they try to learn in this way, how we are detached from our body. Mm-hmm. And simple tools like a sketch, create a sketch, create a meditation sketch, visualizing, create a rays showering over you. So, and simple points, we share them like a children's love stories, right?
Right.
So take one point and explain them through points. So this way, the children love to be part of the session. Mm. And at the same time, they like to come to the center. And one benefit of that is... Yeah. Since children would like to come to the center, they also bring the parents. So parents can have their own sessions. So whole family, I see, they benefit from this.
Right, right.
And the best thing is, this is the best gift parent can give to their children at
the
early age.
Yeah. So is there any age limit when you bring your kids to 1 year, 2 years, or any time?
So... the age limit is typically when they can start learning,
we
have children from three or 4 years.
Oh, okay.
My daughter started she was from 1 year.
1 year, okay. All right. So that's very great. Now, question from Mr. Yogesh.
Because, they might not hear, but they absorb the vibrations.
Yeah.
And then also there is a lot of benefits in the meditation. When we do the meditation, a daily practice, your life, the decision-making will change, and you will see the concentration for the kids. They can focus more on the study. And also, finally, your relationship with everybody will improve, harmony in the relationship. And then finally, you will be a peaceful person.
Right, So question number 4, Mr. Yogesh Bhai, how has meditation benefited your children? And the young people in their high school
as I mentioned, so when they come to the center, they learn how to detach. When they detach from the surrounding, so that way they detach from the effect of the surrounding environment.
Right.
And that helps them, and the regular meditation, to accept all others surrounding us, mm-hmm. and that reduces their stress. So one good example, like 3 years ago, I was flying internationally, and I was on the plane.
Yeah.
That time, my little daughter, like I can say her same example. Mm-hmm. When the flight was about to take off, she was feeling like a little scared. So she held on to the chair, and then immediately she decided, oh, I'm a soul, and God is holding my hand. So immediately she felt light. The effect of that flight, right, that stress, it's kind of like it's lightened her. So this is one example, and we have several examples of the children coming to the center.
So that's very good, you know, because it does all over the world. Now we open the TV, you see all the different kind of meditations they have all over. So it's great. So what are the practical meditation experiences, including how does it affect your professional life, Mr. Girish? Yeah,
definitely, the meditation helps you a lot in your personal life.
In your personal life,
professional life. I have a small story to share with you. In my professional life, I had a client manager, a very difficult manager, and there was a situation came in where my boss was unable to handle it. And there was a situation was so bad, it got escalated. He asked me, okay, you chip in and help me here. What I did is, because if we work in a regular way or normal way, it's very difficult to handle. So what I did, I used the Raja Yoga meditation. So what I did, I just sat every morning and I was sending the peaceful vibrations to that person.
Yeah. And then that's a good thing you did.
Yes, I was showering the white flowers on him. I did this practice for almost 3 weeks. And it worked. Actually, the relationship, you know, maybe after 1 month, it changed. And now he's a good friend.
Right. Yeah.
Again, the Raja Yoga meditation is not a magic. If you practice well, you'll see the result. You know, you have to experiment in order to experience the result. So that's what I did. And also in the personal life, what happened with my daughter when she was 4 years, she was scared of swimming. You know, I used to take her to the swimming, and she said, no, I cannot. And finally, the situation came that we need to train her somehow. So I told her, hey, you go in the water and just think that God is with you. There's a vibration, the pure energy is with you. And take with you, and it will work fine. And literally, she did that practice. Mm-hmm. And she came back out of water. I asked her, how did you do that? She said, I was holding my God's hand, and he was helping me. See, this
imagination, thought.
Is based on the thoughts. If you have the right thoughts, see the results. So this is just a few things I wanted to
share. Yeah, that is very good. You know, it's all what you have imagined, what you have in your mind, your thoughts and passions and all. Yeah. Then you motivate yourself. The bottom line is that's what it is. Organize your thoughts, then decide what are the your passions you have, and then motivate yourself, and then you follow the action. So how about Yogeshji, how has this one helped your...
I do have several experiences like that, what Brother Girish told. I'll share one example. Like when I started practicing Raja Yoga, I was just doing 6 months, how that knowledge helped me. This is a similar situation I had in my office. One of my colleagues, I think he was going through a lot of work pressure. Mm-hmm. And in that work pressure, he sent an email to me, and he busted out kind of thing, and put several people, his seniors, in the email. At first, when I looked at it, I felt I'm going to reply. Then immediately, the knowledge which I learned, it emerged.
Right.
And then I realized this person he's writing the unpleasant email. It's not because he wants to trouble me. That means he's in trouble. Mm-hmm. And instead of having anguish, I kind of a compassion.
Shower him with your kindness.
Yes. So I didn't send any email. Next day I decided to meet him in person. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, what happened? That email was unpleasant. And then, he busted out, he told his story. I said, I'm trying to help you. Let's do one thing. I'm going to talk to our, group lead, And whatever he say, I'll follow because I don't want to overcommit you. I talked to my group lead. He said, like, no, you focus on your work. Mm-hmm. So when I again visited him, I said, like, this is what our group lead told. But still, I'm going to help you. How about, like, if I provide 30%, like, by Friday and remaining 70% by Tuesday, is it okay? So by that time, see, initially he was in anguish, right? Now he was, like, in a submission mode. And he was okay, fine. He was in the request mode. And good part is I submitted him a lot of work before end of the week. He was happy, and one good thing I noticed that from that day onward, he never complained me. He became my good friend course of my tenure in that company. Yes. So it's kind of like this kind of success I've seen in every relationship in my office.
Right. So that's good, though. You know, you have something to offer him, and he followed you, and then it was a good, good result.
Change the perspective of like looking at the people.
Right. Yeah. So, so what is the best time to meditate? morning. Mind is more fresh in the morning. By the time evening and night comes, am a goner.
Yeah. So the best time I suggest in the morning, early morning, because during the morning session your mind is fresh, no clutters, and you are free.
Right.
You can your mind will accept, you know, whatever you push in. I'll give the example of car. You know, if you're new to the car driving, you don't want to go in the afternoon and drive in the highway, right?
Traffic. Right.
So you need a quiet time where there is no traffic so that you can learn well. And you can, once you start learning in the driving, you can drive anytime. Similarly, for the meditation, my suggestion is to start in the morning where you have no cell phone, no emails, everything. That will help you. And then start maybe with the 5 to 10 minutes initially. Mm. And then slowly, once you pick up the meditation skills, you can continue to do it anytime. It's not restricted. But usually we suggest to do it 2 times. One is in the morning and before you sleep. Because once you're going for a sleep, just have a good night's sleep.
Right.
Then record everything what you've done. Forgive everybody.
Have
and
a
then
sweet dream.
Relight. Because if you carry the all burdens to the whole, sleeping, you'll not be able to sleep.
Right.
So we do morning and the good night meditation. Settle all your accounts and then sleep well. So that's what my suggestion.
Just
so
like we do the breakfast in the morning, right? So breakfast is for the body. But what about the mind? So having morning meditation is like breakfast for our mind
breakfast,
as well.
Right.
Which prepares mentally for the rest of the day.
So that's, you know what, I read it so many places, sweet dreams at nighttime, And dreams are free. You imagine yourself, you are a big boss or you are a CEO.
Again, everything is connected to thoughts. As we mentioned, the whole Raja Yoga meditation is focusing on the thoughts. Once you have control on your thoughts, everything will sit on the right place. Otherwise, you will be wondering, what I'm doing the whole day. So,
So that's, it's a good thing, because by the time you're ready to sleep, evening time, you have so many things happening. But what I tell my children, my everybody, get rid of all those clutters from your mind.
Yes,
once you are out of those clutters from your mind, who did what to you, then you will have a peaceful.
Yes. Ultimately, our goal is to become peaceful and happy.
Happy.
How are we going to do that? Thoughts. Right thoughts at the right time. And you enjoy your
life.
Meditation reduces that thoughts.
Reduces the thoughts.
And one more thing I want to add here, it's a very key point. The Harvard University, they researched and they found that 47% people are either in the future or in the past. They never live in the present moment.
Right.
Why? Because they're thinking all the time about the future, what will happen, or something has happened yesterday, they'll keep thinking of today.
No,
so if you do that, you will never enjoy your life. You'll
get
never
rid
have peace.
Of the clutters.
Yes, these clutters are going to keep on increasing.
Right.
So live in the current moment, forget the future and the past, then you'll enjoy your life and your life will be peaceful.
Much peaceful, right? Yeah, that is true, And another thing is, be happy, smile.
Smile, it's free of cost.
Greet everybody with a good smile, because what happens when you smile, you don't have wrinkles in your face either, right?
Yeah, and it's a free of cost. You can just smile.
Free medicine.
Yeah, I was reading someplace, laughter is the best medicine and all those. Yeah.
But again, if you have a lot of the negative thoughts in your mind, you will not be able to smile. So you
exactly, need to have, exactly. Thoughts, yeah.
Vibrations.
So get rid of the clutters and be happy. Yeah. So, last minute question, Girish Bhai, what can you advise for the beginners? And yes. What can you advise for yes. the beginners?
Absolutely. Thank you for this question. So for the beginners, I can say, as I mentioned, the driving the car, always try to do the meditation in the early morning and try at least 2 times in a day. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can start with the 5 minutes earlier and then increase your time. The best advice I can give for the beginners is connect with your any meditation centers. For example, mm-hmm. we have a meditation center in the mm-hmm. Farmington Hill. So register for the foundation course, because if you do it your own, you will not be able to achieve the goals.
Exactly.
You need to meet the expert, mm-hmm. meet the people who are already practicing the meditation for many years. So my best advice is connect with the center and take the course. That is a foundation course, we call. Mm-hmm. It will be for 5 to 7 days. You can spend a maximum 7 days. All we need is your time. We don't need anything, because everything is free of cost. Mm-hmm. All we want from you is your time. And once you take the course, rest all the next classes will begin. And then you can continue the meditation. So that's
Is advice. What you would advise.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely they need to connect to the local centers, mm-hmm. and then you will get. And another thing about the local center is, when you visit the center, you'll feel the energy. Because
right.
what happens
yeah.
in the home, we always get into be pulled in something, household thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, when you visit the center, you can say even temple, you'll see the energy. There is a whole different energy. The moment you go there, you are already in the meditation
state. You are
state.
All there.
So that's why.
Yeah, so vibes, you observe the vibes.
You must go to the center, local center, and then start the practice. And whenever you get some time, keep going to the local center and then enjoy the yeah. meditation.
How so about from like you, Brother Yogesh? What is your last minute in the tips, how you will advise?
Yeah, all I can say is peace is 1 minute away, 1 step away.
Okay.
So for like whoever wants to start the meditation, mm-hmm. just one thought away, make that thought, make a determination to do the foundation course, which is
yeah,
going to
right,
happen
yeah.
now. And it's really benefited to me by looking at me. My family also joined. Your family will also benefit. And one good thing is today, in today's world, people think that, oh, why don't we have
right.
peace?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
thing which we want.
Yeah, that is great, you know. We did not talk about the nutrition and all that, but apparently both of you agree that our diet should be well balanced, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mindful nutrition.
Nutrition has a very important role also for the health of well-being.
Yeah.
So you emphasize on a good healthy living, right?
Oh, definitely, because the main thought is like a mind. You need to feed the good food to the mind, like how you feed the good food to the body. So mm-hmm. once your mind is fed with the good food, everything again, you will see the difference. And of course, food is a very
yeah,
important
very
piece.
Yeah, very important, yes.
And that will definitely help you to keep you healthy. That's important.
Right, yeah. Whenever I go there, you know, Lakshmi Ben, and they cook such a good food, and I'm always hungry. I appreciate, I like their cooking
yes.
and all that, and I come back so happy.
Because the vibrations they use while cooking is totally
right.
high-level energy.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
why you'll see the difference when you mm-hmm. cook in the home and when you cook in the center or temple. You'll see the difference. It's a huge
exactly, yeah. So meditation by Girish Bhai.
Sure.
2 minutes.
Yes, sit, relax.
Sit comfortably. Relax. A couple of breaths. You can choose to close your eyes, choose to open your eyes. Disconnect from the outside world. Disconnect from your demons and responsibilities. Disconnect from your house, family, focus on yourself. Ask a simple question. Of light, sparkling light shining in the middle of the orbit. You are receiving the strong energy, the white light from up above, from the God. Your soul is getting charged. Now feel that. You are sending the powerful energy to your entire body. Feel that the entire body and each cell are receiving the powerful energy. And you feel God's energy in your entire body is getting healed.
So I like to thank all of you. I like to thank Brother Girish, Brother Yogesh for coming to my show today. And the topic was the role of meditation in daily life. And I'd like to thank our viewers. And if they have any, if they want to connect with any of them, there is a website where they can go. They can go to the website, and of course, our Lakshmi Ben, she's so good, and I have a lot of confidence and respect with her. And until I see you guys again, have a safe and a wonderful summer and springtime. And I like to thank our video producers for helping me preparing this tape. Thank you.
Thanks for inviting us.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Sister Lakshmi.
Thank you, Sister Lakshmi.
Yeah, she will.
Hello, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you. It's wonderful.
You're nice welcome. To see you have been.
This is a token of our appreciation.
Oh, okay. And you have always been my mentor, and I always, you know, have so much respect. Anytime you want
to come,
I will. Yes, thank you.
We are only phone call away from you.
So yeah. Come. Thank you. Thank you.